Louise, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Thanks very much for joining us on the Daily Program. So as somebody myself, or looking at it from the perspective of somebody who's never really looked into it, what is the process of becoming a sperm donor? What does that actually look like for somebody who'd be willing to do that?
If somebody is thinking about being a sperm donor, and it's often people who have had friends who had fertility difficulties, or they know somebody who's been through IVF treatment and it's touched them personally and they want to give something back, it's just a matter of contacting one of the treatment clinics that's convenient and close to you and making inquiries. It's not too arduous a process for men to be a sperm donor. It's much more arduous for women if they choose to become an egg donor. But many men do put their hands up to do this, and we know from contact with donors in Victoria that have donated and been linked with families formed through their donation and donor-conceived people as adults, that it's been very positive for those people.
And yet it seems at the moment Australia IVF centres are struggling to meet demands. Is that right?
I think what has really changed has been the diversity of ways that families are formed, and many more single women and women in same-sex relationships are now using donor treatment and having families, you know, which is a positive thing. But that has increased the demand for sperm donors, which has created some difficulties for the clinic. So certainly clinics across Australia are looking for more sperm donors to put their hands up.
What are some of the rights and responsibilities for sperm donors that that maybe sort of bear consideration when somebody is thinking about becoming one?
Certainly, there's no parental responsibilities, so people need to be clear about that. In Australia, since 2006, there's been no anonymous sperm donation. In Victoria, New South Wales and Western Australia, there are donor registers and the details of children born through donor treatment, their parents and the donor are recorded. In case donor-conceived people into the future or their families want to make applications for information about the donor, And the rights of various people to make those applications vary a little bit from state to state. In states that don't have legislation, the clinics are required to keep information about donations and details of the children born, parents and donors. And donors consent to their identifying details being kept by the clinic, so that if an application is made for information by donor-conceived people down the track when they're adult, that information can be provided. And that's been a very positive thing. And the sort of donors that are coming forward as a result are thoughtful, considerate men who understand the need for donor-conceived people to have some information about them, as a way of knowing more about themselves and where they've come from in relation to their sense of identity. And for many donor-conceived people, that's really important.
Might it be a little bit of a concern for some men, though? I mean, given that you mentioned there is no sort of parental responsibilities that a sperm donor holds, but yet at the same time, the expectation is if their information if there is no sort of condition of anonymity, some men might find that a bit of a concern that might come back to them years down the track?
That hasn't been our experience in Victoria, and Victoria was the first jurisdiction in the world to set up a central register to record these types of details. And in Victoria, at VARTA, we've been linking donors with donor-conceived people, and we receive applications. From the 1st of March, we assumed responsibility for managing the donor registers in Victoria. And in our experience, the linking process has been very positive for various people, and many donors actually welcome this because they've also wondered and been curious about what's happened from their donation many years ago too. They may have children of a similar age to donor-conceived, the donor-conceived offspring, and they also may be interested in finding out what's happened. So curiosity can be there on both sides of the fence.
Well, Louise, thank you very much. Do appreciate you joining us, having a bit of a chat with us about this one.
My pleasure.